So you want to lose weight, or do you want to lose fat, or do you want to gain muscle, or do you want to do all of the above? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about body recomposition. What is that? What is body recomposition, you're probably asking me, if you're not familiar with it? Well, stick around and I will tell you. So let's get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I am so happy that you joined my corner of the podcast world. And I just want to start off by saying, can you believe that we are in the middle of September? I mean, we are headed toward the last quarter of this year. And I believe that I mentioned it in one of my previous episodes, but I am a super duper planner nerd. Like, I geek out over all things time management and productivity related. And I also love, and I mean love with a capital L, anything that has to do with planners. And this time of year is especially exciting because this is when all the new planners come out for the next year. So I'm pretty stoked for this time of year. Now, if you're part of the planner world, then you know what I'm talking about. And if not, don't worry about it because it's probably a habit that you do not want to start. But seriously, with fall comes all of the things, all of the holidays and events, and for lack of better words, comes all of the things. And for some, this is a good time and not so much for others. When it comes to our health and wellness, we can really fall off track. We try to do, again, all of the things, and our nutrition and our training, they sometimes take a back seat. Well, if this is you, don't worry. I got you. I have 5 spots. I have 5 one-on-one coaching spots starting October the 1st to help you make it through 12 weeks of meeting your goals and not gaining weight, but still enjoying your time with family and friends. I'll partner with you to create a customized plan that will help keep you on track with your health and wellness goals. So if you want to, check out the show notes and you can schedule a call with me. All right, so let's talk about this body recomposition. So you want to lose weight, and I asked you earlier, but do you really want to lose weight, or do you really want to lose fat and maintain or gain muscle? Now, I'm hoping that you said that you want to lose fat and gain muscle, because ladies, you already know that muscle is so important, and I'm going to dive deeper into that in a bit. But let's start off by talking about not just losing weight, but losing fat and building muscle at the same time. Let's talk about body recomposition. Sometimes we have the mindset that we have to lose weight by doing a ton of cardio before we start strength training. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I don't wanna build muscle over fat, or I don't wanna bulk up, or I'm gonna lose weight first before I start lifting weights or start strength training. And I'm here to tell you that that cannot be further from the truth. You can absolutely lose fat and build or maintain muscle at the same time. As a matter of fact, ideally, that's what you want to do. you want to change the composition of your body or body recomposition. Sounds all fancy schmancy, but it's really just simultaneous fat loss and muscle gain. And it's really important for my ladies over 40, self included. Here are 5 reasons why you want to focus on body recomposition rather than solely fixating on the number on the scale. Number 1, improved metabolism. Now, I hate to sound like a broken record, but ladies, you know, as we age, our metabolism tends to slow down. And since we already know that, focusing on body recomposition, which involves building lean muscle, can help counteract that natural slowdown. Muscle burns more calories at rest than fat, so increasing muscle mass through resistance training can help boost that metabolism, making it easier to maintain a healthy weight. Now, the second reason why you want to focus on body recomposition is that you'll be stronger. Building muscle through resistance training can improve functional strength and overall fitness. This can also lead to increased energy levels, improved posture, better balance, and a reduced risk of injury, which is especially important, again, as we age. The third reason why you want to focus on building muscle and losing fat at the same time is better bone health. Resistance training is not only beneficial for muscles, but also for your bones. Again, as we age, we are at a higher risk of osteoporosis or weakening of the bones. So weight-bearing exercises like strength training can help increase bone density, reducing the risk of fractures and improving long-term bone health. Now, the fourth reason is increased longevity. Now, some research suggests that higher muscle mass is associated with a longer lifespan. By focusing on body recomposition and building muscle, women over 40 may improve their chances of living a longer and healthier life. And then the fifth reason is positive body composition changes. Now, I want you to zoom in on this one. Weight loss alone may lead to a decrease in both fat and muscle. However, body recomposition allows for fat loss while preserving or increasing lean muscle mass, which tends to lead to a better body composition that is toned and healthier in appearance. Now, this was the case for me when I really got intentional about weight training. I saw the biggest difference in not the number on the scale, but the actual shape and composition of my body. I started to see well-defined shoulders and arms and back, and my lower body got more shapely and well-defined. Now, granted, this was several years ago and I was younger, but here are 2 points that I want to make. And the first is that I wasn't focused on losing weight. I was really focused on building muscle at the time. I really wanted to increase the amount of muscle that I had. And as a result of intentional eating and intentional training, I was able to do just that. I was able to change the composition of my body. I had more muscle and less fat. So over time, the scale didn't show a dramatic drop, but it was really more apparent and more dramatic in the way that I looked. Now, the second thing I want to point out is that women over 40, you can absolutely change the composition of your body. Let me say that again. You can absolutely change the composition of your body. Don't doubt your ability to achieve body recomposition by thinking it's too late or it's too hard. You can absolutely do that. So you're probably asking, well, how do I do that? How do I go about this body recomposition? Now, there's a lot to it, but I want to give you 5 things that I want you to keep in mind. The first one is one of my favorite things to do, and it's not planners, it's resistance training. Lifting weights or doing body weight exercises can help build and preserve muscle mass, and we already know that that's important to do as we age. So resistance training is one of the 5 things that you can do. The second thing that you can do is up your protein game, ladies. You know, I have this on rewind and repeat, but protein supports muscle growth and repair and can help with fat loss by promoting a feeling of fullness or feeling satisfied after you eat. And I've talked about that in a number of other episodes, and I can link those below, but I talked about that in my macro series. All right, and with protein, number three is you need to have balanced nutrition overall. Again, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, then you know about the importance of getting your macros in at every meal. You want to have a balanced and sustainable diet that includes a variety of nutrient-dense foods. You want to focus on whole foods, including lean proteins, complex carbs, fruits, and vegetables. Now, number four, in order to build muscle and lose fat, you do need to be in what's called a caloric deficit. So this is key for fat loss. The other very important part of this is that the calorie deficit should be moderate and sustainable to prevent muscle loss. Now, I highly, highly encourage you to do research to determine where you should be when it comes to a calorie deficit. Or better yet, you need to partner with a qualified professional. I've linked some really great articles about body recomposition in the show notes, and you can also book a call with me and we can talk about your goals. All right, number five, you have to be consistent and patient when it comes to this process. Body recomposition takes time and it takes consistency. And the results, they may not be immediate, but with consistent dedication and the right approach, you can absolutely make changes. Now, here are three things I want you to keep in mind when it comes to body recomposition. I want you to set realistic goals, establish achievable and specific goals, taking into consideration where you are in your journey and not where you think you should be. Second thing is, if you need support, get support. We're coming up on that time of year when things, they just get hectic. I mean, and that includes good and bad stress. So connect with a trainer or a coach or some sort of supportive community to stay motivated and accountable. You can definitely reach out to me, as I said earlier. I have my information in the show notes, and you can also join our Facebook community. It's just something special about being a part of a group of people that are like-minded and that are on the same journey as you. And lastly, I want you to challenge any limiting beliefs that you have. Know that your age is not a barrier to progress. With the right approach, you can definitely achieve your fitness goals. And in closing, I want to say that body recomposition, in my opinion, is a holistic approach to fitness and health for women over 40. It goes beyond the number on the scale and focuses on building strength, improving metabolism, and promoting long-term well-being. All right, ladies, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.